Chris Snyder, a senior product manager at Yahoo, and I don't know if you're involved in the little videos or the little news clips, like, I don't know, the Greg Proops, like, odd news of the week. Are you involved in any of that stuff, or on the sports, like the Yahoo Sports Minute?
We work with the teams that put that together. That's out of the media group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do a fantastic job.
They do, I love them.
Little clips together, yeah, Prime Time and No Time, the Sports Minute. And
do they find that keeping them short like that is kind of like the sweet spot, or is there some
plans
down the road?
It's really a web thing, I think. You know, the attention span's pretty small, and I think that 2 to 5 minutes is really... It is a sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot of recap. Yeah, so it's assuming you've kind of gotten your news from other places where you just want to recap. But Prime Time and No Time, I think, it's like 3 minutes or 4 minutes of what happened last night on TV. You know, what happened on Dancing with the Stars. So you don't have to watch the whole thing. We'll just kind of give you the recap.
Mm-hmm. So. User-generated content, is that something that they're looking to expand? You're looking to expand with, I know the purchase of associated content and do you find that helps the regular news division, or is it supposed to supplement it, or is it supposed to maybe cover something that the regular news wouldn't cover? Is that the goal of that?
I think there's a lot of great content out there, and I think Yahoo just saw it as great content, and I think it's just more places for people to get interesting news, more localized. Some people follow some bloggers because they have a certain take on things. I don't know that Yahoo's looking to span it any further than that. I mean, that was it's a pretty large effort. There's a lot of content out there, so, it's on just about everything. So,
how does the Yahoo Sports compare, to the other sections of Yahoo as far as hits and popularity? Is it, bigger than Yahoo News, or is Yahoo News bigger?
I think it's our number one property. I mean, it's very, very... It's not number one, it's number two. I haven't looked lately, but it's huge.
Yeah.
It's a great property for Yahoo. And, we had that breaking story a couple weeks ago about all the stuff going down in the college there. And, Yahoo kind of prides itself on really... That sports division prides itself on actually having, real reporters and real bloggers and some people who are passionate about it.
Yeah, they've done other things, like with the Kansas basketball ticket scandal. Yahoo broke that.
Right.
Is that something maybe Yahoo sees as other people aren't doing anymore, and that kind of opened that up, or is that something that you've been looking at?
Real journalism, and I think Yahoo really, at least the sports team wants to really be in journalism and provide, that sort of cutting edge sports news. I think people are looking for it, and I think people look to Yahoo Sports for that. So, and people are passionate about those bloggers. Sometimes I read the comments and I just have to laugh. Some people hate the writers, some people love the writers.
But that's all part of it. You want
why'd you write this?
You want something in the middle that's getting both the interest from both of those
right parties.
So
they certainly get a lot of comments, whether good or bad. They're generating page views, so they're obviously successful in that. Get a lot of sponsorships, which is good, which is how Yahoo runs. So more content, the more articles, the more things that are interesting, the more spots you have for advertising.
The Yahoo Sports Minute, are you maybe looking even now to break that out even further? Maybe like during the college basketball season, will there be a college basketball minute and during the NASCAR?
They've already started to do that.
It's not for every one of them. But.
Yeah, some of it's for, some of it depends on who owns the rights and, what relationships we have, and depends on that. I know we've done it for fantasy football and fantasy baseball.
Huge.
So we sort of actually have a video feed for... We have a video feed for football, but we also have a fantasy football video feed that says, here's the picks you want to pick, and here's the guys you want on your team, and here's how you want to play these characters. So,
How is a product like that tested? Is it rolled out for a short period of time to see how it is, or is it...
The video itself?
Well, just an idea, turning an idea into a little... into a regular feature like that.
I mean, Yahoo does... I mean, we do questions all the time to our end users, and we have a whole research division that does that. So I think first we find out whether it makes sense to do, and then we'll put it out, and if it gets a lot of uptake, just continue to become regular. I'm sure that's how sort of Sports Minute began initially. Hey, let's just do a recap, and now it turned into a pretty regular feature, prominent feature on sports.com. So
that's all I have. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.